The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Well, he's been portrayed as Boy Wonder in the newspaper today. The newly appointed leader of the Liberal Party, the youngest person ever to lead the party in WA history, Zach Kirkup. Zach, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for having me on, Ben.
Now, the last couple of days must have been an absolute whirlwind for you.
I think absolutely. I'm still running on adrenaline at this point in time, but it's been a fantastic experience and I'm very grateful for the confidence that my colleagues have invested in me to become the new Liberal leader.
And now, you've been a great performer since entering Parliament, and I know your involvement in politics goes back to your teen years, but what does it say about the state of the WA Liberal Party that their best, and you are by far the best and really only leadership option, is a 33-year-old first-termer?
Well, look, I think what it says about the Liberal Party is that we've chosen a new direction and a fresh view for where we want to take Western Australia going forward. I mean, that speaks to the progressive, forward-looking nature of what the Liberal Party is like in Western Australia. And I think it's I personally think that it reflects a team that we have really great and experienced people as part of the team as well. This isn't just about me, but it's about making sure we have the best possible team in place to listen to the people of Western Australia and make sure we reflect their concerns going forward over the next 108 days with exciting policies that capture people's hearts and minds.
Now, I know you say the goal for any election is to win. I wouldn't expect you to say anything else. But what is a realistic target for the state election in March?
I've fought 14 election campaigns, Ben, and I tell you this, I think every single one of them is winnable. And I still think the same thing about the upcoming election in 108 days' time. We'll be focusing on a 59-seat strategy. That's every seat in Western Australia, every district across the state, to make sure that people have a real viable alternative that has vision for a safer today and a better tomorrow, in investing in Liberal Party candidates who are working really hard right now, knocking on every door and talking to as many people to make sure that people know that their Liberal Party is in this to win it.
And you talk about the 59-seat strategy, and that is important, and you'll be a big part of that strategy as the leader of the party, travelling around WA, marshalling the troops.
That's right.
But do you think that Labor will pump additional resources into the Dawesville fight? Because, you know, knocking off the opposition leader is a pretty prestigious scalp.
Oh, look, they may, and I'm conscious that that might be a decision that they take with them, but ultimately, this isn't about me. This is about the people of Western Australia who deserve an alternative vision to the lack of plan that we're getting from this government at the moment. They deserve a political party who's going to listen to them and stand up and represent their views in the Western Australian Parliament. I've said before, the government has done a good job in handling the pandemic, but I think all of us know that we feel like there's no real plan to get out of this now. And you talked in the intro about a vaccine. A vaccine is good, but what does that mean for our state going forward with our economy? What does that mean with, you know, exciting new projects, making sure there's not just short-term projects, but a real long-term vision to make sure we can help older Australians, you know, have a good retirement, help mum and dad bring down the utility costs for their house. I mean, it's about making sure that we do provide, I think, a real vision. And if it means that the Labor Party wants to target me in my seat, then that's fine. They can do that. I'm more interested in making sure that every Western Australian knows that the Liberal Party has a vision that can bring them to, I think, a path of hope out of this really dark time that has been COVID-19.
And now your opponent, Premier Mark McGowan, not your direct opponent, but your counterpart across the aisle, is about as popular as it's possible for a politician to be. I think, you know, there are rock stars that aren't as popular as Mark McGowan at the moment. And so how do you begin to chisel down someone like Mark McGowan?
Well, look, I think people have had enough of divisive politics. And what you'll be seeing from us isn't something that's going to be a divided or anything that's been dealt with like, I think, petty politics that people are really sick and tired of. What you'll see is us 100% focused on talking about the issues that matter to the people of Western Australia. And that's really what I think people want now. Is I think what we saw during COVID is people came together in a spirit of, you know, Western Australia first. And I think you'll see that from us. I know you'll see that from us. You'll see a vision from us that helps see policies brought about, that keeps people safe from COVID and keeps people safe in their neighbourhoods from crime and keeps people safe in their jobs. And that's really what I think is the most important. I appreciate, like I said, the Premier and the government has done a great job. The National Cabinet has done a great job. But what we really need now is a vision beyond COVID-19, something for the long haul. And that's what we're here to do.
One of the interesting quirks for me when it comes to the way this pandemic has been handled in WA, you go back maybe 18 months or so, and I think maybe there'd be a majority of Western Australians who might not be that familiar with the name Zach Kirkup, but since the pandemic's happened, your role as Shadow Health Minister has put you front and centre for the WA Liberal Party, and I think your brand awareness is much higher now than it probably ever has been. What do you think about that?
I think that comes with the territory, right? That's exactly, that's one of the natures of what happens is that you get more of an identity about who you are. But ultimately, like I said, Ben, this isn't about me. This isn't about anything other than the issues that matter to West Australians. So yeah, that comes with the territory, and people may have seen me play more of a role during the pandemic in particular as the Liberal Party spokesperson for health, because we found out some really interesting things during the COVID-19 crisis. For example, the deviation in health advice that was being provided from the Chief Health Officer and how the government acted on it, and the lack of transparency around that health advice. And we've been fierce advocates for our doctors and our nurses who were calling for more PPE and more resources in our hospitals, especially considering the record levels of ambulance ramping. So I think they have, I have been out there more, but that comes with the nature of the pandemic. But this isn't, like I said, I'll start at the start. This isn't about me, Ben. This is about the people of Western Australia who deserve a viable alternative to the current Labor government, who doesn't have a vision out of this pandemic.
Well, if it's not just about you, it's also about your team. And if you're matching them up against Labor, who've got a pretty experienced and accomplished crew of politicians there who have performed pretty well, I think, by most people's opinion over the past few years, what do you think their weaknesses are and how can you exploit them?
Well, for me, I think if you have a look at the Liberal Party room, there are so many experienced members of Parliament who come from very diverse backgrounds, whether it's in the military, whether it's with scientific backgrounds, whether it's business owners. We have a really diverse range of members of Parliament and some outstanding candidates already in the field as well. And the diversity of that team is something that I think far exceeds the cabinet of Western Australia at the moment. The ministers there's a few of them that do an okay job, I suppose, but ultimately I know that I'd prefer to take my team, and that the team that we have assembled will be far better in government than the team we have at than the team that we have at the moment the Labor Party has in office.
And what sort of campaign are you expecting this to be? Is it going to be a grubby fight? Is it going to be one that's fought on the issues? What is a Zach Kirkup-led Liberal Party going to bring to this fight?
For me, it'll be about positive vision. That's what people want. I think people are sick and tired of petty party politics. People want to know. We're coming through a very dark time into a future of uncertainty. And to be perfectly frank, they don't deserve anything less than a very, I think, exciting, but more than that, a very clear plan from their political parties at the next election. They don't want to hear about, the petty politics, I don't think, Ben. I think they deserve, after all the heavy lifting that West Australians have done, I think we should honour their effort during the campaign, during the pandemic period and in the campaign, make sure that we actually put together policies that are exciting, policies that are visionary, ideas that capture people's minds and hearts, and that they know that they can count on us to deliver that, count on us to keep them safe from COVID, count on us to keep them safe in the neighbourhoods from crime, and count on us to keep them safe in their jobs.
And what sort of jibes do you think Labor are likely to throw at you? They've already started attacking, I guess, your experience and your age. What sort of mud are you expecting to be flung?
I'm not here to theorise about where they might go. And ultimately, I think that the Labor Party know in their own strategy that people right across Western Australia aren't really interested in that. What they are interested in is making sure there's actually a way through this. And the problem at the moment is that we don't have a plan from the state government. We don't have a plan. The government shut things down and they did a good job in mostly following the health advice, although we think they should release that health advice and make it as transparent as possible. But I don't think any West Australian believes there's a way out of this. The government's actually explain to them, what does it look like in 2 years' time for Western Australia? What does it look like in 4 years' time? And that's the most important decision that people have to think about when the next election comes around in 108 days. This isn't about what's happened. This is about the future of Western Australia at a time when we need a plan and a vision for the future of our state. More than ever, I'd say, Ben, we've come through these very dark and difficult times. Everyone has done the heavy lifting, and the people of WA deserve to know that political parties will honour their experience and honour their sacrifices and make sure that we provide a real cogent alternative, one that is exciting and one that is forward-looking.
And when will we get to hear your plan?
Over the next 108 days, I'm looking forward to going out and meeting with as many people right across the community. I'll be going out to our first Legislative Assembly District later this afternoon and meeting with as many people as possible between now and then. But ultimately, the team and I will be producing and releasing those policies over the next 108 days. And I'm hopeful that your listeners will get the opportunity to delve into them, to understand where we're going, to feel excited and feel hopeful about what the future looks like.
Newly minted opposition leader Zach Kirkup, thanks for joining me on The West Live today.
Thanks, Ben.